here you're talking about the knowledge that is not a tool, is you. It's in you, and it should transform you to what? To a master. We will let you drink some glasses of this water in the hope that you will become the source of water, the fountain for the rest. That's how it works. This Hikmah is that kind of knowledge, that when you go and study it carefully, then you will be the reservoir of this. You will be the fountain of this. Give the next one.
He that searches after wisdom becomes a fountain of wisdom. He becomes independent of acquisition and means.
Wait a minute, what was the objection?
No, not objection. I'm just like, I don't know where this, like, where is this come from? Like, who's saying that? Or
Rumi said it. You see, because the lion is angry. The angry people, they don't talk to you. The lion repeated himself in three first verses, right? But he pointed towards something. And that something, a lion was talking on your behalf. Because it's you, it's in you, right? He pointed towards something. Rumi started to say, oh, let's analyze that one. What was that? The lion started to say, you know what? There are ways to do things, and if you don't do it correctly, everything will be ruined. This is the idea of the person first one of our life, the wife. Oh, that poor Amir will see nothing because he's stupid, because he was not forceful enough. Right? The conclusion is that the path is quite good, but underneath there are the traps. Because there is no meaning in some of these words. Because lie exists, because you could cheat, because there are things that you think, but there is no meaning in it. Lion came to this conclusion. Rumi stopped. He said, let me tell you about this. Yes, there are traps, but not that this is the fault. This is something wrong with it. This is a part of the path itself, because we are not talking about a path that you are supposed to pass into. We're talking about a path that you're supposed to learn how to walk this path over us, not to pass and go somewhere else. This path is the goal itself. I mean, tariqa, when they say the way, nobody asks to where. You see, life is a way. Existence is a path. And we are all walking it. We could walk it shoulder to shoulder. What is the difference here? Over there, you're talking about path as a tool and instrument. We'll say, no, the path is itself. Walk this path to enjoy it. We do it for joy, not for the benefit, right? He said, oh. And the meanings is the same thing. Because the words and the names, they bring you the best, but they could bring you the worst. It depends. If you look at the name as an instrument, then the instruments will cheat you. But if you understand the names as something else, in another knowledge that when you absorb something, it's not that now you have that thing to give it back. When you absorb something, you become magically the one who produce or create this stuff. This doesn't happen in scientific understanding of knowledge, because you go to the university, you learn something, okay? Then what? Taught, you could be a teacher to teach that stuff. And by time, you become passé, old-fashioned. That's it. That's what the science is. But let's say if it is possible that you go somewhere and you learn to have a good heart, then what? It's not that you could be the teacher of the good heart. Even you don't do anything, your good heart will influence everybody, and around you will be a lot of happiness and joy, because you now, by just learning that simple stuff, you have become the fountain of it. This is the knowledge of love. This is the difference between this knowledge and the other one. I believe he was talking about this before. Remember at the last page, he said, talking about the secret. Okay, our language is secretive, but if you're Ahlam, you know what it is. He would say, yes, the language and names and abstraction could fool you, but if you know how to do it, this one that we are talking about is different. It's not like that. Here, we don't say you learn literature and science. We call it hikmat. And when you seek the hikmat, you could become the source. Because when you learn about kindness, when do you learn about kindness? Normally your logical brain will tell you, when I understand what the kindness is. And to us it's nonsense. Well, there is a lot of people like that. There are a lot of people that they believe that if it happens that I like someone, I admire someone, I will be so kind to that person. Then you get in touch with that person, the only problem that person has is this fellow, by wrongdoings. Because if you haven't practiced, could you somehow, because you love it, become a fast runner? I believe in magic, yes, but normally you have to practice. Being kind is something that you have to learn and practice and practice and practice. That's one of the few times that I bring you the Persian language in. Normally, I bring the Arab language in. Why? Don't you know? Because it hurts the Persian. They know my Arabs, that's why. This time is Persian. I tell you, the verb for love in Persian language is practice. Ish varzi. Varzish means a sport.
Sport?
Varzish is varzidan. Okay? And the one who is really strong, we call it varzide, capable, means varzide, right? And lovemaking is eshq varzi. Means, this is, love is something you practice, not something you know. Whatever you know is nonsense. It's an illusion. Love is a practice. Varzish is practice.
Like Marasa.
Yeah. But that's the only verb for love in Persian language. Because you have to practice. You know why you have to practice? Because all the living cells of your body is against it. You start as an animal. You start with yourself. A lot of practice will make you selfless. It's not that you forget about yourself. The self is here. That's why the practice is over there. He's talking about that okay, this is something that, first of all, it's not something you put in your mind. It's not something you put in memories. I know what love is. Do you know what love is? If you think, yes, I know, this is wrong. If the feeling is there, yes, I'm doing it, that's the only way. Because the memory, I'm sorry, now everybody talks about your memory, because we have two different expression here. Loh in Rumi's time means, now we say a piece of paper. And his sign is not a piece of paper, it's a piece of stone. They had this piece of stone, black one, to write on. There was a lot of big blackboard over there. Each student will have his own small blackboard. Because it's the cheapest piece of stone, you write with the chalk on it and wash it. So washing, the paper comes from there, to wash off everything.